This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive to some. Please use your best judgment about whether or not you should be listening. Welcome to Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at sci-fi-noise.com as part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, please go to deliberatenoise.com. Oh, I think I need to turn on my air conditioning to help with the sound, but I'm going to try to hold off. If it gets a lot louder, then I will put it on. But I am driving home. Hopefully, I can entertain and not aggravate. That should be the new catchphrase excuse me, for all my podcasts. I hope to entertain and not aggravate. Anyway, I was listening to my friends over at Geek Syndicate. they were talking about a bunch of science fiction shows. And it occurs to me that if there's a show that takes place in outer space, then it's pretty much gone to like one of three types of story. Okay. And I'm talking about, you know, off planet. So I'm not talking about shows like, Wynonna Earp or the X-Files or anything like that. You know, no Twin Peaks. What I mean is, you know, TV shows and movies like Star Trek, the Star Wars movies, The Expanse, Dark Matter, Killjoy, stuff like that. And I've noticed that they fall into one of three categories, right? Either number one, they take place on a starship, like Star Trek, The Orville, which is a show that I've really enjoyed, or Dark Matter, you know, where basically they're on a ship. You know, they may land on a planet, they may get tossed in time when just so happens that they land on a planet that's eerily similar to our current planet. The second one, well, let's stick with the first one, right? Out of the shows like that, I don't know, I want to say, I found myself gravitating more towards those types of shows lately. Even though if I were to sit down and think about it, I would think I would prefer one of the other types of shows. But it just seems that more and more I've been into the starship shows, you know. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that recently I've been playing a lot of Mass Effect and Mass Effect Andromeda. And people are idiots. I'm driving past a crash scene, and this is a boulevard, which basically means that you have roadway on one side, roadway on another, but right in the middle is a section where grass and trees are. There's a crash there. Okay, there's looks like two or three different vehicles. There's a couple of wreckers. There's police directing traffic on the other side. But on this side, people are slowing down to look, even though there's no reason to slow down and look. And so I almost like got ready to bash into somebody, but I guess I'm tired or I'm just extra chill today because I didn't act like a damn fool idiot. Although he did. Anyway, so I've been playing a lot of Mass Effect and Mass Effect Andromeda, and then once I really got into those games, I actually started writing my own Starship story. Not even really a story, it's a webcomic. I don't have the talent to draw it, so all I'm doing is writing it, and then once I die posthumously, so I didn't go through my notes and just take over the whole thing, you know. So I guess I think that that's recently why I've been gravitating more towards that, right? Now, the second type of show, or is it science fiction story, I should say, that is one that I probably would have said that I prefer, is the space station story, right? I don't think I've made any secret of the fact that I think that Babylon 5 is one of the all-time greatest TV shows ever. You know, I love that. I love the way they set everything up. But the station itself is almost like another character. You know, I mean, it isn't really, but almost like, because there's a lot of familiarity, just like you have a lot of familiarity with characters and, you know, the ship. When you're on a starship, it's the same thing with a space station. Although with the space station, I think there's a lot more storytelling that can be done, because you very rarely, if ever, see every single section of the space station. You know, it's like with a spaceship, there's some spots you don't really need to see. You know, they may show them every now and then, but you don't really need to see. But with a space station, they just don't, because it would, you know, it's kind of difficult, you know. And I'm talking about shows like Babylon 5 or Star Trek Deep Space Nine, which grew on me until it didn't grow on me. I just stopped watching. Killjoys, to me, is more of a space station story, especially for the past couple of years, because they're based out of a single spot, and no matter, you know, they go off and they'll have their adventures, but they always come back to that spot. So maybe not. Maybe I might be stretching it. Part of Mass Effect and Mass Effect Andromeda, going back to those, deal with a huge space station. You know, I mean, there's in the original trilogy, it was the Citadel, and oh my god, I can't remember what it's called. The Nexus on the new one. And to me, that's. You know, that's kind of cool. In fact, a lot of the comic book, the superhero comic book, Nexus by Mike Baron and Steve Rude, they took place on a single planet called Island, you know, which is short for Asylum. And a lot of it had that space station feel to it, even though, once again, it's an entire planet. I think it was a moon. Jeez, why is this one up my ass? It's just, once again, it's one of those types of stories that I like, because it's built for a large ensemble cast. You know, you could conceivably have people on one deck who don't have anything to do with people on another deck. You know, I mean, you could tell all kinds of stories. It's sort of like a an apartment building, you know, where you don't necessarily have to deal with other people in the apartment. And the last one is, how do I put it? It's sort of like, not exactly a hybrid, but it's a story that these are stories that take place on several different fronts. You know, Star Wars is like that. The movies, you know, they're like that. They don't really take place in one spot. Yeah, they may take place. Part of it may take place on the Millennium Falcon, but that's not the only place that the story. You know, that's not what the story revolves around. So it's not really a starship story, and they don't really have like home bases. So it's not really a space station story. So I don't know exactly what you would call this one, but The Expanse is like that. Because with The Expanse, they tell a bunch of different stories from a bunch of different areas. Some are on a spaceship, some are on a space station, some are planet side, you know. I kind of forgot about, well, could planets really be, I gotta totally rethink it. So maybe there's four. Because you have things like Terra Nova, and what was that one? Oh, it was called Revolution. Excuse me, where all the power went out. I started watching that on Netflix. I never got an opportunity to finish it. No, because, you know, I did say that these are ones that were off-world, so I'm not going to count Terra Nova or that other one, Revolution, I believe is what it is, because this is not what I'm talking about. But The Expanse, that falls into that category. These are shows that really, once again, although the space station story sort of lends itself towards an ensemble cast, the ones that I'm thinking about, the sort of hybrid, they lend themselves more towards simultaneous forms of storytelling, you know. Sorry, the Expanse, for example, you know, part of it, I'm trying to do this without spoiling anything, but part of that story deals with you know, a detective, right? There's a detective trying to find somebody. At the same time, you have these people who have stumbled upon a conspiracy, right? Now, are they connected? Well, probably, because they're all in the same show. You just have to figure out how. Then there's also a story of, you know, planet side, a political intrigue, that kind of stuff. And that's what I mean by multiple storytelling techniques, multiple genres, almost. And yeah, you can do that with a space station, but a lot of times with this sort of hybrid, which, if somebody can think of a better name for it, please let me know. There's a lot more shooting going on. You know, there's a lot of action, adventure, along with everything else. And I don't know, I sort of like that. It's sort of like what they did with The Expanse. I think it's probably one of the better shows on television. Anyway, now I'm getting sort of towards a point where I'm rambling. Hope to get back soon and start talking about more of the shows that I'm watching. Because I'm watching a lot of good science fiction. Trying to think if it's... Well, no, because if it's not good, if I don't think it's good, I will stop watching, you know? But, yeah. So out of the various space-based shows. To me, that's my theory. They all follow along those three ways, you know, the types of stories. So let me know, what are some of your favorites? What are some of your favorite Starship stories, your favorite space station stories, as well as your favorite sort of hybrid story? Let me know. You can email me, or you can send a audio comment. My email address is Derek, that's D-E-R-E-K at deliberatenoise.com. I always look forward to hearing from everybody else. So thank you, and I'll be back soon with another episode.